Play behind the runner at first. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And the Phillies sweep the Rangers in Arlington. And they've got a 5.5 game lead in the National League East. After a 4-2 win over Texas, another come from behind victory for the Phils.
5.5 up on the New York Mets. A sweep this weekend. The Phillies are playing some good baseball. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We got a lot to do today, including giving away the first spot in our Midday Show Fantasy Football League. And we will update you as soon as news comes down. Landon Dickerson getting an MRI on his knee this morning. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, Joe, just allow me a moment, right? Mm-hmm. Because I have a lot to unpack this morning. First, I want to give a shout out to the Eagles for allowing me to come to the open practice yesterday. They did sign some autographs and everything. I want to give a shout out to all the ladies that went to the Chris Brown concert yesterday, especially the ones that wore little-ass shoes and went to the concert and wore those shoes the whole time. I saw something yesterday that I will never forget. Like, women, like, I didn't know, like, women have the innate ability to wear little shoes just to look cute and go to concerts. I saw this young lady walking to the concert. She was parked in the far parking lot, Joe, but her feet hurt so bad.
I bet.
Because she had on these little ass shoes. They were some cute shoes because they were the time with a strap all the way up to the top where, you know, like they're like thigh highs or whatever. But she was taking little steps because her feet hurt so bad.
So she was the reason all the traffic was there?
Oh,
that
man,
way
I'll tell you. But
street?
it was not just her. It was a bunch of women out there last night that had on two little shoes or they looked really nice, but they just were uncomfortable. Mm. But they toughed it out for the Chris Brown concert.
Did you wear your little shoes?
No, I didn't. I just thought it was funny. I wanted to take pictures so bad because I was thinking to myself, if your feet hurt like that now, you're not going to make it through the whole concert. And from what I understand, it's like when you wear little shoes like that and you take them off, good luck getting them back on.
Yeah, that seems like a tough tour.
So they had to tough it out. All night. So shout out to all the ladies that went to the concert last night that had on shoes that were too small and toughed it out for like 3 or 4 hours because that was a lot.
We start out with a shout out to the ladies in their shoes, and we go to a shout out to the Phillies. Hugh Douglas, a sweep.
I didn't see that coming, though.
In fact, on Friday, I asked you to guarantee a series victory, and I
didn't see that.
The whole studio audience here that was live in studio, they were disappointed by you, but you were dead wrong, but a lot of us were because I didn't see that coming.
No, man,
they played good
you
baseball.
You know what else I didn't see coming either?
What's that?
Me hitting this five-leg parlay that I hit this weekend.
You got lucky.
They voided the Detroit game.
Well, because they stopped playing because of the injury.
But I was up, though.
No, but they can't. But you didn't win.
But I was up.
But they're not going to pay it out if they only play two quarters.
But I hit that thing still.
Okay. I'm very proud of you. Fine.
Oh, yeah. We living high on the hog. Now, I told you we're still living high on the hog.
We're living high on the hog with the Phillies as well. A sweep of the Texas Rangers. Hugh, that was a good weekend for the Phils. They
yes,
get a well-pitched game out of Sanchez on Friday. They get a decent pitch game out of Lizardo on Saturday. Yesterday, and we'll spend a lot of time today on what we're dealing with right now with Zach Wheeler, who did make the start and did pitch okay enough to get him through the game. But they win the game yesterday with a comeback on, how about Saturday, with Topper pushing the right buttons, Castellano sitting, Kepler in. Kepler gets the big hit off of DeGrom in the seventh inning. Hugh, the Phillies swept the Texas Rangers, and you couple that with the Mets getting rocked in
five games up?
My goodness, they're 5.5 up. And I want to give you some math on this because I thought about this this morning, and this is pretty remarkable when you think about it. On June 12th, which we are basically a month, 2 months since June 12th, right? That's mm-hmm. August 11th. On June 12th, the Phillies woke up 4.5 games behind the New York Mets. They are now 5.5 games up on the New York Mets. 4.5 and 5.5, we add those two things together. That means the Phillies have been 10 games better than the Mets since the middle of June. That is a pretty remarkable run. And a lot of that, we haven't even loved the way the Phillies have played. But they've been 10 better than the Mets the last 2 months. Hugh, it feels like they're starting to put a little separation here between themselves and the Mets. So you have the wins, and then you also have the Wheeler element, where he gutted through that yesterday. But obviously, he wasn't fooling himself yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a pitcher. That was the thing that jumped out to me, man. Didn't have his velo was up, but he was able to paint enough to get the win yesterday. And that's the thing that stood out to me. And this team gutted out and got a win.
Yeah.
You know, they were down. and they gutted it out, and they were able to fight back, and they got the win.
Some great defense yesterday.
I tell you what, man, that on both sides, on both for both teams. I tell you what, that to see that this weekend going into it, not expecting a whole lot from what we've seen in the past, this feels like they're turning the corner a little bit. I know we asked that question about a week ago, and I really didn't know how to answer that because the sampling size was too small. But it feels like they're turning the corner now.
Well, it does. It does. The Phillies have played good baseball since the trade deadline. They're 7-2 since acquiring Bader and Duran. Duran has been remarkable so far as the Phillies closer. He just shuts it down whenever he comes in. And they are playing good baseball right now. And you couple that with the way the Mets look like they're about to collapse if they're not already collapsing. I mean, the Phillies could put some huge distance between themselves and the New York Mets here. 215-592-9494. It really is one of those things where it's like you look at it and what hits you the most from the weekend. I mean, the sweep is excellent. The way they're playing is excellent. And I got to give Topper credit because last week, and this isn't an apology, Hugh, it's just credit. Okay, last week I was critical of Rob Thompson. Because I didn't want to see Kepler play, and I want to see Bader play every day. The bottom line is I still think Bader should play every day. He's their best outfielder. That play he made yesterday to rob a home run, he made that look so easy. He just, like, lifted himself over the wall. Easy robbery of a home run for the Rangers. I want Bader to play every day. But Saturday night, it wasn't lost on me that Topper's platoon had a different way of approaching it, and he hit a different button, and it worked. On Saturday, Topper sat Castellanos to play Kepler. And that means everybody's part of this platoon now. If they're planning on or at least alluding to or keeping the idea open that Castellanos is no longer an everyday guy and it's just a strict platoon across the board, give me Bader in center, and I'm okay platooning left to right. But Topper pushed all the right buttons. They got through the weekend. They win all three games. But, Hugh, there also is the other side of it. Like, I can't ignore it. I know you said he's a pitcher, and he is, right? You're right to give Zach Wheeler credit because he clearly
is not himself.
No. I mean, you look at every pitch he threw yesterday, every one of his pitches, right? Fastball, cutter, whatever, you know, sweeper, splitter. They're all down velocity-wise, like compared to his normal. In fact, most of them are down about 2 miles an hour, which is a pretty big difference for a major league pitcher. Like, if he usually sits at 96, 97, yesterday he was at like 94. And that's a big difference for a major league pitcher. Hugh, I am concerned about Wheeler. Not that I think he can't figure it out and like gut through these starts, but I need him at his best for the month of October. Like, that's like, I think the Phillies have enough cushion now. They could win this division if Zach Wheeler the next 5-6 weeks isn't himself. But once October 1st rolls around, I don't know, man. I hope he could build it back up because he didn't look himself yesterday.
I'll tell you what, the most impressive thing to me was that his velo was down, but he was able to pitch.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's a credit to his athleticism.
Oh
no! He's an athlete, but he's not athletic.
Well, he is, but no. Go ahead. Yeah,
but it's a credit to that man and his ability to go out there and gut it out. Like you said, he wasn't feeling great, but he felt good enough to get the win, and I think that was pretty impressive, man. And to me, the way that they played defensively, the way that they got it to where they could get Duran out there in the ninth to close it out. So yeah, that resilient—that's the word that jumped out to me. Resilient. Was when I think about the Phillies.
215-592-9494. What's hitting you the most after the weekend with the Phillies? They sweep the Texas Rangers. They are now 5.5 games up on the Mets. But there's also, let's just call it the Zach Wheeler situation. I mean, it is a situation. Again, it's not a little bit down as velocity. It's a lot. And you could see it. I mean, just if you're watching the game yesterday, you could see this isn't the Wheeler we're used to. I mean, Wheeler, when he wants to strike someone out, will pump 97, 98, 99 over the middle of the plate and just get anyone to swing and miss. Yesterday, he was at 94 in the first inning. The home run Jock Peterson hit was an 89-mile-an-hour cutter. That's troublesome. And you're right. I mean, Hugh's right. He gutted it out. He pitched. He got 7 strikeouts yesterday in 5 innings, even though he didn't have his best stuff. But I think we could point out he had 3 walks in 5 innings, which is not Wheeler-like. He also, I mean, Bader robbed a home run, right? So that was another run that could have crossed the board if Bader didn't make a spectacular play in the outfield. That's part of the whole situation here that we're dealing with right now with a team that's playing really well, but our number one pitcher, who we absolutely need to win something special in October, he's not right. And it kind of reminds me of 3 years ago when he wasn't right in the middle of August and the Phillies ended up shutting him down for a little bit. 215-592-9494. What's your bigger deal for the Phillies right now? Up 5.5 on the Mets or the Wheeler situation? You know, I love that they're up 5.5 on the Mets, but the Wheeler situation is like the most thing on the top of my mind. Like, 3.5 up, 4.5, 5.5 up. All right, they're playing better than the Mets right now. That's, they've got a nice cushion. That's great. But the Wheeler situation, I just keep, I keep thinking about it. Like, how is he going to wake up today? Is he going to be in his next start? Are they going to, you know, put him on the IL? Like, all those things are in my head. That's still number one for me because he, that more important than clinching a division or winning the division, I need Zach Wheeler healthy and ready to go in the month of October. Let's hear from Topper yesterday after the game on Zach Wheeler and what he's feeling right now.
Wheeler clearly didn't have his best stuff. So, A, what are you making him grinding through five innings?
It was great. Yeah, it was great.
Are you concerned at all?
No, I'm not concerned. You know, they're working on some stuff, and he just looks a little bit out of sync. The velocity's not there, but his secondary stuff was good. He got a lot of whiff. What, 7 strikeouts?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple of walks, but 7 strikeouts. He just looks like he's just a little out of sync. That's all.
A little out of sync, says Rob Thompson. I mean, 2 miles an hour difference on all those pitches feels like a little more than out of sync to me. But Topper taking the Hugh Douglas approach and seeing the bright side on Zach Wheeler.
Gotta see the bright side on that side, man.
Gutting through the...
Gotta see it. That was pretty impressive, though.
Yeah, but his velocity was way down.
But he got the win, though.
Yeah, he didn't pitch great, but he pitched good enough. All right, Kyle, what are you feeling this morning as the Phillies had themselves a heck of a weekend and Zach Wheeler yesterday, not himself, but a win?
Yeah, I don't want to rain on everybody's parade because I, like everyone else, very happy that they're up 5.5 games on the Mets. I love seeing the downfall of the Mets,
it's
and
the
it's
best.
A great time for the Phillies to be hot while the Mets are playing like tragic baseball right now. But I can't get the Zach Wheeler thing out of my head. If Zach Wheeler is not right, I said this before the weekend, if Zach Wheeler's not Zach Wheeler, we're not winning the World Series. I really think it's that simple. And I understand that he gutted it out and he got the win. It was just 2 runs. But like that wasn't the Zach Wheeler that I know. That's not the Zach Wheeler that's going to be our ace throughout the playoffs. Like the number one reason that I believe the Phillies can win the World Series is because of what they're throwing out there. At 1-2 with Zach Wheeler and Christopher Sanchez, like them being as dominant as they can be. And if Zach Wheeler's not that, then like really it makes the entire starting pitching staff a little bit shaky in my mind. I don't know what Zach Wheeler's going to be. I don't think I can trust Taiwan Walker or Jesus Azardo, even though they're kind of walking on the tightrope the last few times they go out there. And while we're winning, I think things are going to change in the playoffs. Like it's not going to be as easy as it's been, and teams are going to make it harder for them. If Zach Wheeler's topping out at 94 miles an hour on his fastball in the postseason, like that to me is trouble.
Yeah.
And the Wheeler that I saw going against the Tigers when I was at that game, it's not good enough, and it's not going to be good enough for them to go win the World Series. And so they can be as many games up as they want on the Mets and as many games locked into a playoff spot as they want, but like, we know what the goal is of the season. It's winning the World Series. And I don't think if they have this version of Zach Wheeler, then it's happening for them. So I don't know what they're going to do, I think like to try and look on the bright side of it a little bit, maybe he is feeling okay and he's got to ramp up to get that strength back because he had a few days off. I hope that's the case. But if not, like I need to see them do something, shut him down for a couple weeks, whatever. And get him right, because that's the most important thing for this team right now.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Topper said he feels okay about it and he feels good because he gutted it out. He's taking the Hugh Douglas approach to this. He did take him out after 83 pitches. That felt like a tell to me more than anything else. Like, if you feel good about the way he's performing and he's feeling, why did he come out at 83 pitches? It wasn't 93. It wasn't 103. It was 83 pitches yesterday. Wheeler was out of that game, and the bullpen did a very nice job, including Duran at the end with the save. But the 83 pitches a thing, and I get the best way I can frame it is this. I feel as good as I have the entire season about the Phillies making the playoffs and winning the division. I mean, they're 5.5 up. The Mets look like they can't get out of their own way. But there's like a... there's like a little dark cloud over the excitement, or there's like a clouds in the blocking the sun out, because if Wheeler's not himself, Hugh, what does winning the division mean? We need Zach Wheeler to be his best.
I think you and Kyle are being a little bit premature. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, he went out there. I mean, it obviously there's no structural damage. And for him to go out there and pitch the way that he did, I think that's something that he's going to have to ramp back up to.
I'm being post-mature. Did you see the velocity?
80.
No, I mean, he did. It was
94.
Yeah, 94. It was 94. Yeah, I mean, but I'm thinking for him to go out there, that was pretty impressive in the pitch the way that he did. And I think that he will get his velocity back. You know, because he's still dealing with, you know, whatever it is he's dealing with. And to your point, if he feels good this morning and there's no – he doesn't feel any different, then I think that's a good sign.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, where do you unpack it and where do you come down on it? Like, if you just look at yesterday – you're not wrong, Hugh. He got through it. They won the game. He didn't pitch poorly. But if you look at his – he had that complete game against the Reds right before the All-Star break. I think it was the last day before the All-Star break, or maybe that last week of the first half of the season. Since then, his ERA is like 4.7. He's given up 7 home runs in 28 innings. He hasn't been the dominant Zach Wheeler, I would say, for about a month now. And now the it's one thing, okay, he's not pitching well. Because I remember Kyle brought this up 2 weeks ago or a week ago. Are you worried about Zach Wheeler? And I said, well, no, it's just a few, you know, it's a few starts where he's not himself. He's Zach Wheeler. But then yesterday, for the first time, I saw a velocity dip that I hadn't seen the entire year. So now we have performance that is not where we want it. And the velocity, yeah, of course it's top of mind. 215-592-9494. What's hitting you the most this morning on the Phils? Up 5.5 on the Mets, and they look like they have a chance to run away with this thing, or at least get up a huge, huge mark on the New York Mets. Or is it the Wheeler thing, which is obviously a thing. His velocity's way down. Chris in Middletown starts us off on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Chris.
All right, fellas. I'm not very concerned with Wheeler's situation, but yet I kind of am. So I'm going to be Hugh and Joe today. So okay. I'm going to kind of try to split the baby here. First of all, what's got me a little not unconcerned about it is this isn't the first time we've seen this with Wheeler. Typically in August, he does kind of ratchet it down and his velocity comes down a little bit. Actually, if you flash back to 2022, they did IL him for 15 days
yep.
the second half of August, and then he was lights out in the postseason. So that's what's got me optimistic about it. I'm not happy. I do think there's something going on, but I don't think it's the end of the world because I think if they handle it correctly, it can all be resolved and we can be good. Now, as a result of that, I do see an IL stint coming for him, which, guys, this is actually a really good time because our upcoming schedule is Cincinnati, Washington, tough series in Seattle, and then Washington again. So Nola's coming back. I mean, this is kind of a good time to maybe get this out of the way. Here's my fear. I hope Zach Wheeler doesn't beat us. I hope Zach isn't so locked in on the Cy Young and so thick-headed that he wants his trophy for his case that he doesn't forget about getting our trophy for our case. Because Zach, a ring is a lot nicer than a Cy Young. Maybe if you want something, go get World Series MVP. Go be Cole. That'll get you remembered a lot more. Guys, you know, all of this, let's shed some light on this. Does everybody realize why the Mets are collapsing? It's because they got the wrong relief pitcher. We got the right one. And those Loserville San Diego that's full of those clowns out there, they got another loser. We hit the right guy, all right? What we need right now is health. Down the stretch, we need to be H-E-I-L-P-H-Y, healthy.
Yes, they do, Chris, and we appreciate the phone call.
Healthy.
I never know what the word is.
Did he spell that right?
H-E-A-L-T-H-Y. Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah.
Kyle, go back.
I'm going to have to go back.
Yeah, go back and listen to it. All right, so he said something there, Hugh, that I think is worth reacting to. And I don't know this. I have no idea. I just hope that what Chris said is true. Or not. I guess maybe not true. But I hope it's not part of the equation. Hugh, I got to hope the Cy Young Award is not on Zach Wheeler's mind as he keeps telling the Phillies. And he does. I mean, you see the quotes. He says, I'm fine. Right? As he keeps saying, I'm okay to pitch. Because, well, two things. One, what we need to keep the main thing, right? Mm-hmm. Let's go win a World Series. Number two, I've got bad news for everyone out there that has bet on Zach Wheeler to win the Cy Young, and I got bad news for Zach Wheeler if this is his ultimate goal this year. He's mm-hmm. probably not going to win it. Paul Skene's ERA is 1.94. If you're a starting pitcher and you have an ERA under two, you're going to win the Cy Young. Like, unless Paul Skene's gets hurt, he's going to win the Cy Young Award. He's just going to win it. Like, I want Wheeler to win it. But, Hugh, I would hope that's not a consideration here for the Phillies or Wheeler because, number one, he's probably not going to win it. And, number two, we got bigger fish to fry here.
I don't think that's what he's thinking. I think he's a competitor, and he didn't want to let his team down. You know, a lot of times you hear him talk about his relationship with Topper and how, you know, sometimes we've talked about how Topper probably left him out there too long or shouldn't have listened to him and all this other stuff. So I think it's more about not letting his teammates down than it is about him being an individual.
So with that, and we'll get more into it as the show goes along, I mean, they're about to get Aaron Nola back. Like, when you say let his team down, you know, he has a role in this team, right? He's mm-hmm. the number one, and he takes the ball every fifth day, and he's the anchor of the rotation.
Yeah.
They are about to have some of their depth back. I mean, there is a there's an opportunity here for the team and him to come together and say, hey, maybe a few weeks off will help in the long run here for this baseball team. Ben is up next on WIP. I believe Ben is in Australia. Ben, what's up, man?
Not much. How are you guys going today?
Good, Ben. What's up? How's Australia?
Oh, it's middle of the night, so I'm just driving home from work.
Well, we appreciate you listening and calling. So what are you thinking?
I think that the Phillies are consistently inconsistent, as they have been for the last 4 years. I think that if we have any hope of winning the World Series, that we have to figure out Zach Wheeler. I'm delighted that the Mets suck. They're like a dumpster fire. That's fantastic. I'm happy to win the division, but as you guys have pointed out, the division is the division. We want the World Series. We can't win the World Series without Zach Wheeler, and we probably need our manager to make some slightly, well, maybe some different decisions that I don't necessarily agree with.
So I totally agree with you on the Wheeler thing, Ben. I mean, that's why, even though they swept yesterday, it's like, it's not all... Oh, wow, you know, here we go. Because the Wheeler thing is holding me back a little bit. Ben, I agree with you. They can make the playoffs either way. They could probably shut him down the rest of the regular season and still make the playoffs. But they need Zach Wheeler to be at his best to win the World Series. I mean, I don't even know if they could win a series without Zach Wheeler pitching well.
I'm not even sure we can win a series if he pitches well because of the way our field is currently constructed with our lineup. Sorry to be a Debbie Downer and rain on everyone's parade, but I think we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves.
Well, they are.
That's what we do.
Yeah, we do that.
It cannot be your first day.
They are 19 games over 500. They are 5.5 up in the division. And I will say this, and Ben, we appreciate your phone call and you listening. Well, Ben calling in his ride home from Australia.
At nighttime in Australia. Yeah,
I said ride home from Australia as if he's leaving Australia. Now he's just driving to Philly.
Yeah, driving to Philly. That'd be kind of hard, too.
That's a tough drive. You know, look, I recognize the outfield is what it is. It has they've gotten production out of the outfield. Topper is, as much as last week I said I would scream if Kepler was in the lineup that night, and I did internally scream, and then Hugh tried to get me to apologize, which I didn't.
You didn't.
Did not.
But it feels like it's working a little bit.
It's working.
Now, huh?
It is. Including,
so you feel like apologizing now?
No. But I want to give credit to Topper, because if he keeps doing something and it works, I got to give him credit, right? It doesn't matter if I like it or not. All that matters is the results. And it's working right now in the outfield. 215-592-9494. What's a bigger deal to you right now? The Phillies being up 5.5 games on the Mets, or Zach Wheeler and whatever the heck's going on with his shoulder, the soreness, velocity way down yesterday? What's hitting you the most with the Phillies? When we get Landon Dickerson news this morning, we'll pass along. He's getting an MRI on his knee. And we also have a roster spot to give away. A team to give away in the WIP Midday Show Fantasy League. We have secured a spot for our draft, a date. Today, we give away our first spot in the 2025 league. We'll tell you all about it next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you join the show. All right, coming up in just a few minutes, we will tell you the details on the Midday Show Fantasy Football League.
So you just ain't going to talk about my five-leg parlay I hit this week.
Oh, is that why you keep looking over here?
I'm just saying.
What do you want to talk about?
I'm just saying, I hit a five-leg parlay.
I don't give a shit.
I'm just saying, I'm warming up.
Blind squirrel finds a nut. I mean, you have been... You've been losing bets for months.
I'm living high on the hog right now.
Like how you also challenged FanDuel or the NFL, whatever entity you want to challenge, for not letting the Lions-Falcons result win.
Yeah, I'm like, why?
They stopped the game.
They were up. The Lions were up. I won. In my mind, I won.
They're not going to pay out bets on a game that didn't finish.
Should have gave me my money.
No, it doesn't work like that. So would you ended up hitting a four-leg parlay?
Well, technically it was a five. Because the Detroit Lions were
But when they took out the Lions Falcons, it became
it was a
four-leg
parlay. But it was technically a five.
Four-leg parlay. I mean, that's half of what you hit last year when you hit the eight.
Yeah. I'm just ramping up. Yeah. Like Wheeler, I'm just getting back in the game, and I had a good outing this weekend.
Yeah, but Wheeler's ramping down. His velocity's going down.
I'm gonna come back strong.
Okay. All right, we'll find out about that. All right, Hugh's got some money in his account, so watch out, everyone.
Can't tell me nothing.
Parlays, here we go.
$100. That's a whole season.
We got a lot to discuss here today. Rhea Hughes will join us coming up at 11. We have a new quarterback list out. The NFL, The Athletic, has their tiers out of quarterbacks. Tell you where Jalen Hurts came down in that, and it just an enormously bad weekend for both the Cowboys and Mets, which made us all smile. What's hitting you more this morning, the Phillies up 5.5 on the Mets, or Zach Wheeler and his velocity being significantly down? All right, let's hear from Zach Wheeler after the game yesterday, talking about feeling good, maybe just a little bit off in the game yesterday.
How do you feel after having to start for a couple days and then pitching today?
Felt a lot better. Felt good. Felt healthy. Still just a little off, so just got to keep working at that. But it wasn't the prettiest today, but got through it.
When you say a little off, like what's the little off, Zach?
Just, I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out, honestly. The past, four starts have been off. But, it's that part of the season where, the innings are starting to rack up a little bit. So, it's just catching up to me a little bit, but just got to push through it. It's all just a cycle, so I'll come back around and I'll be fine.
All right, so Hugh, he is really taking on an approach where he thinks it will come back, but he does seem to allude to he's not really sure what's going on, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's obviously he's had soreness, and he said it's been a few starts now where he just doesn't feel...
He doesn't feel himself.
Yes, the weird thing to me is they don't really know what. Now, they took an MRI, and obviously there was nothing significant there that they had to shut him down, but MRI, some soreness, velocity down... It's just an interesting thing because it feels like they don't know and he doesn't know exactly what's wrong, but something is off right now.
Yeah, and that's why I say it's a chance that he could probably ramp himself up. It all depends on how he feels this morning and how he feels moving forward, man. Because if there's no structural damage, then it's just, maybe he can just, let it rest for a couple of days or his regular rest cycle. And hopefully the next outing that he has, his velocity is back up.
Well, we better hope that because it was significantly down yesterday. Let's hear from Wheeler yesterday also on the shoulder. And how long has this been going on here? Here's Wheeler after the game.
When did the shoulder first start feeling? Was it the day after your last start?
Honestly, it's been a while. I finally just got to that point to where, we just wanted to go get an image of it so we can treat specifically what needed to be treated. And that tried to just guess. So, we did that. Today I felt perfectly normal. So, just those couple of days and getting the right treatment in helped me out.
All right, that struck me, that cut right there. Honestly, it's been a while. That doesn't make me feel great. I mean, his shoulders, I know, Hugh, you're alluding to the idea that maybe it's going to come back, his velocity will come back, but he said, those were his words yesterday, it's been bothering him for a while, and now we're seeing the velocity get worse. I hope yesterday is the, I don't know what you want to call it, like a rock bottom, like the lowest.
The worst it could get.
Worst, and then he'll gradually get better, but... I'm at the point now with them up 5.5 games where I think it would really be smart to just put him on the injured list. IL him, shut him down for 10 days, and maybe that will bring the strength back and he'll feel himself.
Well, if that's what you're feeling, the good thing about it, Nola's he's close to coming back.
Yes, it could be this coming weekend.
Yeah, he's close to coming back. So you have that. So I guess today, it really depends on how he feels today. When he wakes up this morning, see how his arm feels, see where he's at. And if that's the case, if you feel that strong about it, then maybe that's something you can discuss with him.
Yeah. You say discuss with him. This is hard, I think, because he obviously doesn't want to stop pitching. You could hear it. He went out there and he gutted through 5 innings. Kyle, sometimes you got to take the decision out of the player's hands. And if I'm the Phillies, I say, the Dodgers do this every year with their guys. Mm-hmm. They're kind of banged up and they say, you know what? Why don't you go rest for 3 weeks and then we'll bring you back and rev you back up. I would shut him down right now.
Yeah. And as much as, I would love to see Zach Wheeler win a Cy Young, it'd be great to have that on his resume over the course of his career. But if he did this whole thing where I'm going to prioritize the World Series to go sit out in the All-Star break, then he needs to make that same decision here, or the Phillies need to make that same decision here, and we need to prioritize the long haul. Like, if this is, if it's not true that he's ramping back up and that the next time he goes out, it'll be, his fastball will have 97 miles an hour on it, he needs to take a couple weeks off, whether it's 10, 15 days, whatever. Aaron Nola's coming up soon. Be able to get through a couple weeks, I think, especially now that they have this lead. It almost puts them in better position to do that with Wheeler, where they can give him a week or two off and get him right. The World Series should be all that matters here. They need to get him healthy.
The other thing I think it's important noting with the lead they have is I think they're 7 games up now on a playoff spot. So, we want one to win the division. That's number one. And they're 5.5 up. That's a huge... But they're also 7 up on a playoff spot. They have a cushion. Now, that's what they've earned. They've earned a cushion that if they need to shut Wheeler down for 3 weeks... They're not going to fall out of the playoff spot.
And the lineup's hot.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe they can afford a couple more runs by the starting pitching over the course of the 15 days that Wheeler's out. But, like, that this is what they need to do.
Yeah, I just wonder if they got to take the decision out of his hands. Hugh, he seems to me like he's very steadfast about his body and about how he's feeling.
Yeah.
And he's probably telling them, I'm good. But sometimes you got to look at what you're seeing. Like, he could tell me he's good all he wants. The velocity is down.
Yeah, but he still pitched well, though.
I know, but are we getting fooled by that? Like, if Bader doesn't catch the ball over the wall, it's two home runs in five innings.
I hear what you're saying, but he was still able to get seven strikeouts. Yeah, I think that there was, you know, for him to gut it out the way that he did, I think that was commendable. I really do.
Yeah.
But I hear what you're saying. And the good part about it is you got Nola coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So if hopefully today he feels better, or, you know, if Nola's looking good, maybe you can just tell him to take a couple days off.
Yeah, I just don't want him to, like, I appreciate him gutting through, but I don't need him to gut through August and then be out of gas when we get to October. That's when I need him to be at his best. Let's go to the phone lines here. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff. What's going on?
So I'm more excited about the lead as opposed to Wheeler, because I believe you can shut Wheeler down. We got 6.5 weeks before the playoffs. So I believe they can shut him down if they need to. Because it may be just a dead arm thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a medical guy, but, you know, it could be something like that. But the fact that they are 5.5 up over the Mets, right now they're actually a game up in the loss column over the Dodgers for that number two spot.
Yes, they are, yep.
In the play, because, remember, only the first two get a bye. The best two records, division winners, get a bye in that first round. I don't want that third. I don't care if they play at home or not. I don't like that three-game series. So, me personally, I like the idea that they're hot right now and they can stay ahead of the Dodgers. I don't know if the Brewers are going to keep up as hot as they are, and I don't know if the Phillies can get to that number one spot, but I'm more excited about the fact that they're in the second spot as division winners.
Yeah, right, well, I'm with you now. I'd love to have the bye. I mean, to win three playoff series in this, that, the National League is good, right? There's all good teams. I'd like to avoid that like you. I'd like to only have to play two series. And, yeah, Jeff, I don't know if the Brewers can keep this up, but it's been 2 months. They've barely lost. They never lose. Every night I check, they win basically every night.
Yeah.
The Phillies do go there, I think, right around Labor Day for a three-game series. So if we're within striking distance, you know, maybe we could grab the one from them.
And I agree with you. We got the best receiver. Whoever said that earlier, we have the best reliever, closer.
Yep.
out of the other total of three that were there are hot commodities when they're traded. So, yeah, I feel pretty good about it. Like I said, I think it's more of a dead arm thing, and that if it's much easier to shut him down if he allows it. He shouldn't get in his own way, is what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, and you're saying, and I think it's interesting the way you framed it, if he allows it. And Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. Hugh, they defer to him. I mean, he's
that dude.
Look, he's the highest paid pitcher in baseball. He is a great pitcher. He has been a great Philly. I mean, they defer to him on a lot. And even, you know, a couple weeks ago where it felt like, you know, Topper left him in. What was it, last Saturday against Detroit? He took the blame. He said, I told Topper I wanted to come out for the seventh inning. Sometimes you got to have the adults be the adults, though. Like, if he keeps saying I'm fine and the evidence is showing them his stuff is down, I'd be okay if Dombrowski and Topper said to him, hey, Zach, we're shutting you down for 10 days.
Yeah. I mean, I would do that if it looks like he's not getting any better, Joe. But if he says he's feeling good and he can go out there and pitch, then you have to let the man pitch.
So are you saying you would let him go one more start and
well,
evaluate?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
If he told me, say, if he woke up today and he said he feels good,
yeah,
or if it's no change, then, yeah, let him get one more start and see where he is at. And then if the velo's still down, then maybe say, hey, you know, we got Nola coming back. Maybe you want to, you know, if you can, just take a couple days off.
I think that's very reasonable. Kyle, I would shut him down right now. Hugh wants to give him one more start. I would say, Zach, right now we're just going to take a break.
Yeah, like I said, I don't see the harm in it. Like, you do also run the risk of putting him back out there, and he aggravates his shoulder even more, and then it becomes something that's more irreparable. So I think you almost – this is one of those times where you don't risk it. You have to err on the side of caution with a guy like Zach Wheeler. So, like, I would just make the decision for him right now.
Yeah, and I here's what I want to hear him say. I'm fully healthy. I feel myself. He didn't say that yesterday. He said it's feeling better, right? He said he was better yesterday than maybe the last start, because I'm sure they gave him some treatment this week. Once he went for the MRI, they started treating the shoulder. But he's not telling us he's fully healthy. I mean, he's admitting something's going on here.
But see, here's the reality of the situation at this point in the season. I would imagine it's like this for baseball, like it is for football. Nobody's fully healthy. Everybody's right. dealing with something. So you have to – it's almost like running, Joe. You know how that is. When you first get up in the morning, you start running, you might feel a little achy. The knees might hurt a little bit. But once you get into that rhythm and you get lathered up a little bit, you feel better. And it's like, oh, wow, I'm glad I finished the run.
So I think that's a fair comparison, but it's
and lather Vaseline on me.
You
knew what I meant when I said that.
Yeah,
yeah, you gotta get lathered. You gotta get lathered
right.
up.
But okay, but if we were in a division race where everyone was tight and we were on the verge of maybe missing the playoffs, then I would say, hey, we need him. We could get through this for the next 3 weeks without Zach Wheeler. I mean, they've built a cushion where I didn't think this 3 weeks ago or a month ago. I think they could put Zach Wheeler on the shelf for a month and still win the division and make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Or at least make the playoffs. Maybe the Mets would catch up and we'd have a race the last 3 weeks. But they're seven games up for a playoff
spot. Now you have the luxury of time more than you ever will.
Yes.
Like, that's how time works. But if they shut them down now...
you could build them back up for
yeah,
the playoffs.
Like, and then they bring them back, then they'll have enough time to ramp them back up.
Yeah, I think it was Chris in the first segment mentioned they did this in 22. He had a forearm or elbow in 22 in August, and they shut him down.
And he dominated.
And they brought him back up, and he was good to go in the postseason. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go any further, big show announcement here. As we do every summer here, we have ourselves the Midday Show... Fantasy Football League. I believe, was it Andy in Westchester that won last year?
Yes, and he is back to defend his title.
Okay, so Andy's got himself a slot. We have ourselves three spots. So that means over the next couple weeks, we have eight spots to give away in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. We're going to give them away in different ways, variety of ways over the next couple weeks. But here is the bottom line, and here's what you need to know to enter the league. You need to be available for an in-person draft Wednesday, September 3rd. Night before the season starts, we're going to be at McGurk's in Roseford there all day anyway for our big pep rally before the season, and then we'll stay and do our draft there. So McGurk's in Roseford on September 3rd. That is where our draft is going to be in person. We're excited about it coming up in a few weeks, and we have a spot to give away today, and we haven't played a game around here in a while. I think today's a good day for, you know, that game we call Hughes Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. Begins with the tramp stand. Everybody's looking for Hughes Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hughes Clues. It's Hughes Clues and you.
You know what? You talk about living rent-free in somebody's head.
Yep.
I could just see the you people when they heard the music for Hughes Clues.
Like, oh, man.
They probably went ham. They were just...
So I don't want to put any pressure on you, but this is a big one. I mean, this is a spot in the fantasy league you're giving away today.
Yes.
So don't screw it up.
It's a great time. It's way out there in Roseford, so yeah, we're going to be out there.
And make
sure
Aaron doesn't win it.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah, we can't do that.
So y'all ready for the first clue?
Yes.
You ready?
Well,
you.
So I have to be.
I mean, are you ready?
This is a famous doctor.
A what?
Famous.
A famous doctor.
Yes. Famous.
There's thousands of doctors.
But famous ones.
This is a famous one.
That's at least somewhat. I mean, that's, how many famous doctors
pretty,
are there?
I think there's
specific.
More famous doctors than you think there are. You don't think there's many?
Name one. Name a famous
well,
doctor.
No,
right
I'm not.
Now.
But that would be giving away answers. Why would I take answers off the board? I want people to be able to guess.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Plus,
name
I
one.
Yeah.
Name one. Name anyone.
That, you know what that shows?
Defensive.
Yeah, that shows that you are defensive at your clues already. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. First clue today for Hughes Clues. Today's winner wins a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. September 3rd, we'll do our live draft at McGurk's.
I got a feeling somebody's going to get it with the first one today.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. That's a great clue.
Really? Mm-hmm. The first person up first Aaron, so I hope.
Yeah, I think Aaron's going to get it.
That's a problem for all of us. Do you want Aaron in the league?
I didn't say that, but I just got a feeling Aaron's, you know.
I can't have that.
Aaron's going to get it.
I mean, Aaron, of course, from San Diego. That would be quite a trip to get out here for the league. Aaron, what's up, buddy?
Hi, guys. How you doing today?
Aaron, what are we doing here?
Oh, sorry. I apologize. Good morning, Philadelphia.
There it is. Now we've begun the phone call. All right, Aaron, what do you got for us?
So today is a fraud alert Monday. Okay, it's time to for those fraud alerts. On Hugh, Shador Sanders passed the eye test with.
Wait a minute, your phone's going there. Are you asking
wrong.
Me? Did Shador pass the eye test? Is that what you're asking?
I thought he did. Do you think he did?
Well, it's still the preseason. I mean, there's some good stuff you can glean from the preseason, but for a small sampling size, he went out there. And he looks like he belongs at this level. No question about that.
Yeah, he played pretty well. Yeah. I mean, I agree with the way Hugh just framed it. He looks like he belongs on an NFL roster. Now we find out how good he could be. But yeah, Aaron, I thought that.
You know, and it takes a big man, you know, to admit when they're wrong. And Kyle and Joe can take a, you know, lesson from this. But, you know, I was wrong. He seems like he's more interested in being a starting quarterback than he is a social media star. And in the preseason, you're looking for quarterbacks that are comfortable, that are throwing the ball with confidence, and he checked all those boxes off. So, you know, in terms of Joe and Kyle, we have another fraud alert. I think, again, you guys do owe Max Kepler an apology because, again, not one game but two games, he was the deciding factor in winning the game.
So that's a no. I'm not giving an apology to Max Kepler. It's August 11th, and he just started to produce. If anything, I will say this. I Topper deserves more credit than I was willing to give him for...
Yeah, you need to. That's what you need, Chad.
Not apologizing, but I will give him credit because it's working. His platoons are working, and I thought it took some guts on Saturday to not start Castellanos. I mean, that now we're really getting somewhere. If we're platooning everyone, Castellanos is now part of the platoons. I thought that took some guts. I like that.
You know, and how excited as a Philly fan do you have to be after this weekend? I mean, the lineup from 1 to 9 is producing. They're putting runs on the board.
Yep.
They're winning games. You know, the pitching staff is what it is. Wheeler, I do think, probably needs a little bit of a rest. You know, he's getting up there in age. He's got those gray hairs in the beard.
I saw that yesterday. For the first time, yeah, I really saw the gray in the beard yesterday for Wheeler. That feels like it's emerged over the last couple weeks. I didn't notice that before.
And then Duran, I mean, when he gets in the game, you know, it's like back when Brad Lidge came in the game. It's like game, set, match. I mean, there's just that confidence as a Philly fan knowing that if he's in there, we got a 99.9% chance of winning that game.
He's awesome, and he makes it look easy. I mean, Friday, last night, I think yesterday was the first base runner he's allowed in all his appearances so far as a Philly. That was a little blooper to right field. He's great. I mean, he's a great closer, Aaron, and we haven't had that around here in a long time.
You know, and then let's talk about the thing that's coming up on September 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do have the ability to make a special guest star appearance. And it would not be a fantasy draft. It would be absolutely an event. I would call out to Yoshi in Brewery Town, ask him to do a passionate, heartfelt pre-draft speech. I would ask Chris from Middletown to come on in and incoherently spell out my draft picks as I make pick by pick.
This is horrendous.
I would have Cowboy Jim, who is the true inspiration behind Bam in Upper Darby, have him go into his closet, pull out that cowboy cheerleader outfit that we all know he has, the one that says Jer Bear on the back of it, and be our comic relief.
What is your guess for Hughes Clues? Hughes Clues guess. What do you got?
As a doctor?
Famous doctor.
Dr. Huxtable.
Dr. Huxtable is a good answer, Aaron. That is not a winning answer.
It's a sigh of relief.
But Aaron, the fact that you think that in this social climate that I would make Dr. Huxtable.
Well, no, hold on. To be fair,
it's a character, right? It's a character, but still
Dr. Huxtable is clearly associated because that's the man that played. The Huxtable family themselves, they're fine.
They're fine, but you know, it's just like
I'm going to put up a poll. Should Aaron and San Diego be allowed in our fantasy football league?
Yeah, well, you know what? I think we need to use that poll result to see if we even take his calls the next 2 weeks. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, your first guest for the Hughes Clues today, which the winner today gets a guaranteed spot in the Midday
Show
Fantasy Football League. No, Dr. Huxtable, it is
gotta
not.
Got to be there. What's the stipulations?
Got to be there.
You got to be there.
On September 3rd at McGurk's in Rotersford. Yep.
Got to be available.
Got to be available. It's a live in-person draft.
Yeah,
none of those online
drafts. Availability.
Yes. Well, the fact that Aaron is threatening to fly here from San Diego.
That's a threat.
It feels like a threat.
Threat is the right word.
Because it's one of those things where it's like, you know, if someone lives far away, usually we'll say, all right, we appreciate you wanting to be in the league, but we know you can't make it. It's okay. We'll move on to someone else. No, Aaron's threatening. I mean, flat out threatening to be here on September 3rd. So it's up to everyone else to keep Aaron, to box him out of the league. We'll see how that works over the next couple weeks. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the Phils over the weekend, 5.5 games up now on the New York Mets, but also the specter of what's going on with Zach Wheeler. He didn't look himself. I know know, Hugh Douglas over here, now all of a sudden respecting pitchers, and he's very, you know, you love what Zach.
That was commendable what he did yesterday.
Yeah, right. I mean, now you respect pitchers. Last week, you're throwing shade at Cole Hamels and Wheeler.
Somebody's embellishing stories about telling. I don't know what they're telling Cole.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what they're telling Cole. I know what you've said on this show before.
I'm saying it.
You have been, you know, not very complimentary of pitchers. Anyway, Hugh feels good about Wheeler off the start yesterday because he gutted through. Kyle and I see it for, his velocity is down 2 miles an hour. Where do you come down? What's hit you the most this morning? Is it Wheeler and his situation, or is it the Phillies being up 5.5 games on the New York Mets? 215-592-9494. We'll get Rhea's thoughts on all this and your phone calls and your guesses for Hugh's Clues. First clue today, a famous doctor with a winning answer today will win a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. We got a lot to get to, including more on what Topper did on Saturday with his outfield. Castellano sitting and Max Kepler in. And as soon as we get information and an update on Landon Dickerson and his knee, the MRI the Eagles taking today, we'll pass that along. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.